I think we might be recording.
Oh, are we?
Oh, we are. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see. I see the red dot.
You see the red dot? We are live. Oh, I always say that. We're not live.
I know, you do.
We're live now.
You say it as though you're like a radio host, like a morning show host.
We are live, and welcome to the procrastination episode of Hard Topics. Here with me today is my co-host, Christine. I'm your other co-host, Kylie.
Do you have a secret passion of being a radio DJ?
Yes,
Do
I
I don't think I
absolutely
need
do.
it to say radio, just a DJ.
Just a DJ. I always wanted to be a DJ. No, I never wanted to be a DJ because I felt like I couldn't put together a good enough playlist. But when I was younger, my
Oh.
dad, he gave me this dictaphone. I don't know if you obviously know what a dictaphone is, right?
Yeah.
So this little recording of us with the tiny tapes, and he gave one to me, like an old one. And I just spent so many hours making my own little radio show called Kylie Radio. And then I'd have segments. So I'll have to try and find it somewhere, but there's this one segment where I'm like, and now for the news. And I just go and talk about fake politics and just make up stuff that's going on in the news. Oh yeah, I don't know. And
I
I
mean,
was like six.
that makes sense. So, you do improv.
All right. I thought you meant the making up
So
of
that makes
news and
sense.
politics makes sense.
It's better than the real deal.
The real deal. Maybe we should do a segment on fake news. Welcome
You know
to
I'm
this
not good.
episode.
You know I'm not good at acting. Come on.
I'll send you the script beforehand.
We actually would be a good pair on a morning radio show because I
Yeah.
love making playlists.
Oh, really? Okay, so you do the
Yeah, I really
music.
do.
Oh, we should do that. I'll do the show. You can introduce the topics and I'll just talk. And
I'll play the music.
then after the segment, I'll be like, that's a very interesting song. Tell us more about it. And you'd have to tell us about the song.
No, that's where, no, I'm not
That's
doing
where you stop. Okay, fine.
that.
So, hello.
Yeah. Hello.
What should we? I feel like I probably already fake introduced it, but what do you want
You
to talk
did.
about today?
You did. We're talking about procrastination. And again, we're talking
Again,
about
don't
procrastination
understand.
again
What does that mean?
because you already did this, don't you recall, in the new
No,
year.
I've blocked it out of my memory.
And we screwed up the audio, so it's a redo.
Oh, but I don't think it's a we. I think it was a me. I think the audio on my side really cut out. No one could hear anything. So if you do want to listen to that episode and try and make out what we're saying, then you can tell us how similar this episode is to the original.
I wish we could compare, but I can't hear a damn thing you say in the entire episode.
It's
It's
just you
okay.
talking to yourself. Yeah.
Pretty much. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's totally fine. But I also know that with that recording, we kind of put off listening to it, and then we put off wanting to record it again.
We're just two girls, two
Two girls
podcasters procrastinating.
trying to put things off until the last minute.
Two people
One
procrastinating about
last.
our podcast.
Do you suffer with procrastination aside for the podcast, like in life?
Yeah, I mean, don't you think everyone does? It's
I
some form.
maybe I think you do get people that are so motivated, and I have this one friend, and he just never stops. He's always on it. You know, like when you message someone, you're talking to someone, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I got this thing from this really cool place. I'll message you about it later," and they never do. This guy is just always awake, and I don't think he ever procrastinates ever.
But I don't think that's procrastination. I think that's forgetfulness.
Okay, then I have procrastination and forgetfulness.
I mean, so do I, but even if let's take that person, even
Yeah.
if they appear to be on it and are always doing what they are supposed to be doing,
Yeah.
we don't know everything. They could be procrastinating doing their taxes or procrastinating cleaning the
Ooh.
kitchen or emptying the dishwasher. Like, In That's why I think everybody procrastinates in some way. It may not be on major things, but I would be shocked if there were people out there who literally never procrastinated about anything.
Do you think that there's a link between what makes people procrastinate? Because obviously there's different things. Like you and I would procrastinate, or I would procrastinate maybe putting together a meal plan, or I'd procrastinate, or maybe, or I wonder if there's something that unites people with what they procrastinate with. Because essentially procrastination, well, what is procrastination? Maybe we should start there and work our way down. What is it? It's not forgetfulness. Okay.
Purposefully not doing something that you know you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Or waiting to the final moment.
Okay. Because people, maybe we enjoy the stress of the deadline. Like we have to do it, right?
I mean, some people say that they're motivated by that. I don't know how true that is. Like, do you really, like, some people say they work better under pressure, right?
I think I work better under pressure because then I know I have to deliver. But I mean, is that healthy to be constantly putting myself under what we might even be able to name as like unnecessary pressure and stress?
Probably not if you're panicking about it.
True.
Like if you're a person that could like nail something out really quickly.
Yeah.
Close to the due date, and you're not like worried about it and you feel confident in your work, then maybe you do work best under pressure. But if you're waiting till the last minute because you think you work best under pressure, but you're an anxious, stressed out mess worrying about the final product and the quality of it, then I think that you're just telling yourself you work best under pressure.
Right.
Because at that point, you have no other choice.
Right. You're lying to yourself throughout the whole process, I suppose. And that definitely happens to me. And maybe that links to the improv comedy. I'm like, I could just improvise this. I can do it with my thesis that I just put off for months, right? Months, literal months. And my thesis supervisor would help me put it into chunks. This month, you just need to focus on this section. And I'd go, yep, that's totally doable. I have 30 days to do this. What happened after 30 days? I realized that I'd watched so much series and read things that were irrelevant to my thesis that by, I think writing that thesis, that was so incredibly stressful. I mean, it was really, really actually horrific. I was living off energy drinks and no sleep and basically driving myself insane. So, and I told myself I would never do that again. I'm never putting myself in that position. I'm never going to procrastinate. And I did it. I made it. I've never procrastinated since. That's just a lie. I procrastinate all the time. So is it important to talk about procrastination?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I elaborate?
I would like you to elaborate. Yes. I thought you would do it naturally.
To be honest, I haven't had any coffee and I'm feeling a tad tired.
Okay.
So sorry. I'm a little delayed.
That's fine. The internet lags as well, so it's fine. I don't have any coffee for you.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I'll get it soon. Okay. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think procrastination is important to talk about because I very closely tie that to mental health.
Okay.
And for me, things that I procrastinate on are either the things that make me uncomfortable or nervous or right. make me anxious. So it's like I'm protecting myself by procrastinating.
Protecting yourself how? Protecting yourself from experiencing.
So if I have anxiety about doing something, I may procrastinate about doing it because I'm nervous about what will happen either when I'm doing it or at the end result of it.
Okay. Interesting. And is there a way that you can circumvent that? I mean, to
Yeah,
not.
and a lot of that it has to do with just like managing anxiety and realizing that, it's basically just lying to you and dealing with those emotions and symptoms. But I do think that I used to procrastinate like pretty bad when I was a little bit younger, like in my teens and early 20s, and I didn't know that I had anxiety at that time. But now looking back, I realize that's really what a lot of it was. But I always thought that it meant that you were lazy or you were dumb or you just couldn't get your act together. You lacked motivation. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Just friggin' do it already. And now I realize that that's really not the case. I mean, yeah, it can be the case in some situations, like things I procrastinate on are like folding the laundry after I've washed it. I don't have anxiety about folding the laundry. I just literally don't want to do it. But I still don't think that makes me lazy. I think it just means I don't want to do something. Like it's not, nothing is going to happen to my life if I don't fold the laundry. I just may have wrinkled clothing, but who cares?
I see. The difference between laziness, putting things off because of laziness, or putting things off because of anxiety, procrastination, is more the, what is it called? The, what's the word? Not the outcome, the ramifications of not doing it. Or how serious the outcome would be. So I mean, if you don't fold the towels, doesn't really matter. So there's no need to feel anxious. If you don't finish your work on time, you risk letting your team down. You risk letting feeling like you let yourself down. I don't know. Am I making sense? No. Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think always think that anxiety is about that. I think it's just like it's like your nervous system trying to protect you against something that you've like made up in your head. It's like it's like fear. It's I read something that put it perfectly. It's like obsessing about the past. So, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. And like harping on that, but then also worrying about what hasn't happened yet. What it's like what if-ing yourself to death.
Which is very silly because what if is this completely hypothetical, fictional
Right.
existence? Right. Okay. And I
But
mean,
it's
as
like your nervous system like protecting you against those things, but then it's not actually protecting you because it's making up stories.
And I think I make up pretty good stories. I think one of the stories I convinced myself that sounded so egotistical. I just meant that my brain is so good at convincing me about something going, I'm telling you right now, you will get to this task at some point. I promise you, we'll get to the task and we'll do it and we'll do it to the best of our ability. But right now, you'll be great. Literally anything else. So I convinced myself that it would be fine. I convinced myself I don't need to do this important task. But I think you're right. I mean, I also want to avoid it. But I want to avoid the task because I'm scared that I won't do a good job, or I'm scared that I'm just going to suck and that people will know that I suck when I'm doing this, when I'm trying to do the thing. Like with the thesis, I think the biggest fear was everyone who reads this thesis is going to realize what an idiot I am and how I just don't understand these concepts and how I'm a terrible writer and I can't put sentences together. So I might as well just not give up, but just, well, maybe it is a form of giving up, not letting
I
myself.
also think that there's a lot of like perfectionism in there. That unless you know that it's going to be perfect or you're going to be perfect, you just sort of avoid doing it.
That too. That too. Maybe I have a bit of imposter syndrome. I don't know.
Don't we all?
Oh yeah.
When did
Oh.
that happen? When did imposter syndrome become a thing? Is that with social media?
And maybe it is social media. We're so bombarded with perfectionism in every aspect that we look at, like this Instagram influencer whose life is perfect and they probably never procrastinate because they get everything done and their life is perfect and their family is perfect and their house is perfect and we want to try and attain that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, it only shows you one side. So you're like, well, why bother? Because it's never going to be as good as that. or I'm never going to be as good as that.
Yeah.
We also have so many more distractions now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I scroll too much. And a lot of the time I'm not even like really looking at what is on the phone.
Your fingers just like
literally like, and it's just like, I'm just checked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad. You know, and I don't, maybe I do that as a form of procrastination. I don't know.
I think so. I think I definitely do that. That's why I have to be so strict with myself and not indulge in anything that can potentially distract me, because I know with my phone, like you said, I'm not even aware of what I'm doing. I'm opening the phone, I'm going through the apps. I'm not even, it's like, I don't even care what I'm doing. Sometimes I open my email and close my email and then reopen it multiple times.
Do you think that that has anything to do with ADD? I don't know if you want to talk about that or not. And if you don't, you can shut this down. But
shut it down. What's ADD? Let's not talk about it. No, I actually recently, semi-recently, was diagnosed with ADD. And it's not ADHD, so I don't have the hyperactive moving around. But completely with focus, I definitely struggle with that. And that was not a wake-up call, but I think when I got the diagnosis, I sort of also looked back to my youth, my young youth, and I realized how I can't believe that it wasn't diagnosed back then, because I can see that pattern of not getting things done, not being able to focus, not feeling like stimulated enough on the task I was doing, because that's what happens with ADD. When there's something I really want, and I want to get something out of it, like if I'm really interested in a topic or this book I'm reading, I'm zoned in. No one can, sometimes people will call my name and I won't hear them because I'm so focused, like hyper-focused. But if there's a task I'm not super keen on, whatever it may be, or because it's linked to maybe low self-esteem with regards to the outcome of the task, I just can't get my shit together. It's like I'm sitting there and my brain just, I can't cope. And then I get so stressed and I get anxious, and it just becomes a cycle of, you suck, you're lazy, why can't you do this? No, you can do this, tomorrow will be better, tomorrow's not better, and it never gets done. And the medicine that I'm taking, Ritalin, is remarkable. I often can't believe how it's working, because I take a very, very minimal dose, right? Super, super minimal. And I can literally feel my brain being able to focus on the task at hand. It's crazy. Like, whereas before, anything could set me off, as in distract me, anything. It could be, I feel really warm, I need to put the fan on, and then I go to the fan, and the next thing I'm doing something else. And I guess I also felt like I'm so absent-minded, because I'm focusing on all these different actions I need to take, that I'm not really focusing on one thing. But with the Ritalin, it almost not slows down, but helps me have this focus on what's needed to be done. And I'm just able to get things done. It also helps me become slightly more interested in a really, really menial task. So that's been, but also I struggle to admit that I suffer with ADD, because I feel a bit less than. I feel like, why can't I just get my stuff together? Why can't I just do it? Come on, just do it. Just be better. But
why do you have to admit it? Who are you admitting it to? Yourself?
Yeah, it feels like a weakness. It feels like as a human being, I should be able to focus on something and actually be an adult and get the thing done.
But it doesn't make you not an adult. And I think that's like another lie that society tells us. Or I love how I just blame everything on society. And
oh, yeah, society.
Fuck it's society. What is that?
Society. If we started our own colony.
Shut up, Christine.
No, we're going to start start the new colony. You're going to be the leader of the, I was going to say cult, of the colony, and we're just going to create our own society that's just not going to have all of this negative toxic
positivity, negative toxic positivity.
No negative toxic positivity. That's not. You want to get rid of your negative toxic positivity. Join us. Join our cult. We made t-shirts.
But I do, yeah. I do really mean that though. That.
Yeah.
And I think it's getting better, but I mean, that's like, that's something you can control. It's just the chemistry of your body. It doesn't make you anything less than what you are. It doesn't make you a failure. And I think everyone has something, whether it's diagnosed or not.
Everyone's
there is nothing. No, there is not one person on this planet that is 100% well adjusted and just flying through life like king of the friggin' world. That doesn't exist. Everyone has some kind of struggle. Everyone.
I'm trying to think of one person I know that doesn't have any struggles.
They don't. You can't come up with a person, because even if they act like they don't have any struggles, it's one side.
Yeah, you never know the internal turmoil that's going on in somebody's brain, I guess.
You don't.
No. That's why you ask them, what's wrong with you? Tell me what's wrong with you. Tell me.
Tell us. We'll solve none of your problems.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you that this guy named Tim Urban, and he has this TED talk about procrastination. Have you heard of it? Heard of him?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's really cool. So he kind of sums up procrastination as this ability of your brain to almost, like we said, tell a story, to kind of say to you, we know that this is an important task, but then he calls it this instant gratification monkey that kind of comes out, and it's like, no, you know what? Let's reward ourselves now, so that once we feel we've gotten the reward, we can do the task. And what's invariably happening is you don't deserve the reward, but you're reaping the reward of the reward. So you feel really, really bad. And then he calls that anxiety that you experience from not doing the task the dark playground, because you haven't earned your right to have fun. And then it causes that, at least for me, I can definitely relate to this, where it causes that anxiety and guilt, and almost like, I hate myself for not doing this or for letting it happen again and again. And that what really helps, well, you get two different types of people. I think he explains the one is what maybe you and I are, where, you know, you're not getting the task done, but you're letting yourself just do whatever. And then the panic monster kind of comes and goes, remember that you had this deadline and you had to get something done, that there's this scary consequence of the deadline. And he talks about, spoiler, if you wanted to watch the talk, but he mentions his thesis, and he says how he had all this time to do it. And then he wanted to get the thesis done in a matter of days. And he just wrote all night for like three, four days, and he handed in his thesis. And his professor called him and was like, Tim, your thesis, wow, that was the worst thing we've ever read. Just like, you completely failed.
And God.
Yeah. So sometimes that deadline, like you said earlier, sometimes you convince yourself you can do it, but you're not going to do it well. And you're going to do that bad job. But you convince yourself that the only way to get shit done is by having that panic that you need to do it. So when the panic monster isn't there, what happens? The work doesn't get done. I guess it's different for everyone, but he gives this really great visual of procrastination, and how we almost enjoy putting things off because we convince ourselves that we don't need to get it done, that we will get it done. And it's completely lying to ourselves, which is what we spoke about earlier. But it's not laziness, and that's where that guilt comes in, because then you go, mm-hmm. I'm just the worst, I'm just lazy, I'm never going to be able to get through it.
But I have an issue with lazy.
The word lazy?
Yeah, or calling people lazy, or saying you're lazy, or thinking someone is lazy. What is that?
What is laziness?
Like, what is laziness?
That's a great question. I'm going to Google it. What's the definition of laziness? Let's see.
Like, just because someone else is not doing something that you think that they should do or that you would do, does that mean they're lazy?
Oh, it says definition of laziness in the Bible. I didn't know that the Bible defined laziness. So laziness is the quality of being unwilling to work or use energy, also known as idleness. It was sheer laziness on my part.
All right. Okay. All right. I mean, I think I'm picturing like a 35-year-old dude who lives in his mom's basement, doesn't have a job, and just sort of like his mom cooks and cleans for him, and he just like doesn't do shit. That to me is lazy. But like, just because I'm watching TV on a Saturday afternoon instead of going out in the world doesn't mean that I'm lazy. Maybe I just need a friggin' rest.
You just need a break. But did you know, Christine, that the Bible talks about laziness? And it says that the Bible's clear that because the Lord ordained work for man, laziness is but a sin. So when you're being
good lazy, for God.
So do not be idle. Do not be lazy, for you are doing something wrong in the eyes of the Lord, which is crazy. That's really intense.
That's really toxic.
That is toxic.
But going back to your point, I did read this New York Times article.
Ooh, yeah.
Back in July when we originally recorded. I mean, June. wait, what? June? No. Okay, hello, July. Christine. The other J month, January. But it said we procrastinate because of bad moods.
Mm.
And that it's not a unique character flaw or mysterious curse on your ability to manage time, but a way of coping with challenging emotions and negative moods that those tasks cause or like make you feel. Like boredom, anxiety, insecurity, frustration, resentment, self-doubt, etc. So I wanted to see what you thought about that we procrastinate because of bad moods.
Because of bad emotion. Oh, bad moods.
Yeah.
I think that definitely has some truth for me, because there is that negative mood towards something I don't want to do because I don't want to face it. I'm not sure. Like, would it make sense that then if I was always, not that this is possible, but let's just for the argument say that I'm always in a good, stable, happy mood, everything's great. Does that mean that I'll never be subject to procrastination if I'm never in a negative mood or negative headspace?
But that's not reality.
No, it's not.
So I feel as though I can't answer that question because...
Okay, well then let me ask it to you another way. Does that mean that every time I experience a negative type of mood, I run the risk of procrastinating or putting something off?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you ever could just get in one of those moods and like for no reason, but everything and everyone pisses you off.
Oh yes. All the time. Especially you when know? I'm hungry. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
When I'm hungry, it's so dangerous. I've had people tell me that they're actually scared.
Yeah. This is why women kill.
Yeah. This is why women kill, because they're starving.
Because they're hungry.
Feed your woman. I'll never do. Yeah.
I tend to shut down.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, and actually this is something that happens to me when like if I were to put something off,
mm-hmm.
I do not work good under pressure, is what I'm trying to say. Is that instead of it like lighting a fire in me and me like panicking to get something or rushing to get it done because I know I'm at the deadline, it has the opposite impact for me, and I like am paralyzed.
That's awful. So what do you do? How do you deal with that?
I mean, I really try not to ever get to that point because I know that I cannot deal with that.
Yeah.
And it's like I have to, but this also happens to me too, just like with my anxious brain, that sometimes mm-hmm. something will happen or I'll be nervous about something and I'll be paralyzed by it. And it's like very hard for me to then focus on something. Yeah. Like, let's say I have like a big meeting and it's at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I have to run the meeting and I have to present and I'm really nervous about that, like about the public speaking, about the content, like just about whatever for the meeting. I may reach a point in the day where I'm just so nervous for that it is hard for me to do other things before that. Like I'm not really present in it because I'm just over obsessing.
Yeah. Would you call that procrastinating the other tasks? Or what would you call that? Because you're so anxious about this upcoming big thing, the meeting, that you're not really able to give your attention to the other tasks you need to do. Is that procrastinating the other tasks?
I don't think it's procrastination because I'm not purposefully avoiding them. I just my body just goes into this like fight or flight mode.
And then you're just paralyzed and can't do anything.
And then I'm sort of paralyzed and I'm like half present.
Do you think you'd feel that if I put you on the spot completely?
It would depend on what.
I can't think of a good example. I pulled you up on stage with me, made you perform an improv. To do improv.
Oh my God. That would be an absolute nightmare for me.
Yeah, okay, I won't do that. Yeah. So how do we deal with procrastination? Because the obvious response from the multitude of people that have told me that I should stop doing this to myself is to be better at planning or to be more focused or, you know, again, just...
I don't like that. Be more focused?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that?
I don't like it. To do it, like to change, basically, what do I do to change my behavior? What do I do when I'm potentially in that negative mood or negative mind space and I want to completely avoid said task? What do I do? Because clearly I'm struggling and I'm getting into some tornado of self-doubt and avoidance. But apparently what I need to do is to focus and to plan better. That doesn't help me.
So I actually think that it's not dealing directly with the procrastination and coming up with ways to not procrastinate. I think it's dealing with the thing that is making you procrastinate. So the procrastination is just a symptom of this other thing.
Oh. Okay, so it's actually not even about the action of procrastinating. It's something much deeper. Okay.
So for you, and I'm not saying this is that true, but like for you, the procrastination may just be a symptom of your ADD. And for me, the procrastination is a symptom of my anxiety. Yeah. So you have to come up with coping strategies and mechanism to manage your ADD. And I have to do the same for anxiety.
Right. Right.
And I think it's recognizing that when you hit a point of procrastination, like, why am I procrastinating? And then coming up with like ways that you can manage that, like realizing like when there's a trigger.
Yeah.
And then what things you can start maybe implementing in your life to help it so that it doesn't reach that point.
I like that, where things are on the line. Okay, I like that. So
unless it's something silly, like you don't want to unload your dishwasher. I can't.
I don't even have a dishwasher. Joke's on you. Just to circle back, for me, it's also just a form of the ADD, which is definitely a form of the distraction because I don't have a dishwasher, but I have the one that washes the clothes, the washing machine. And then
What's that thing called?
Is it called like a, you know, that's the thing? The laundromat. No, I'm just kidding. The washing machine. Well, I'll put a load in and I'll know that I have to go there in half an hour. But then I go and do a bunch of other things. And then like, I'll constantly leave things lying out because I will have forgotten to complete the task. Like I'll take out the jar of peanut butter because I wanted to make a sandwich, but then I'll go into my room because I wanted to paint my nails, but then I leave that out, and then I'll go back to the laundry and I'll take it out, but then I'll leave it in the basket, so I forget to hang it up because I'll go and do something else. But that's not procrastination. That's just
I think that's being alive. I do a lot of that too.
Okay, fine.
Like I'll walk into a room and I'm like, why am I here? And then I'll start like reorganizing my closet, and then I'm like, oh wait, you were gonna do this downstairs and you came upstairs to get this one thing.
I like chatting to you because it makes me realize that I'm not insane.
No, you're not.
Or a head case.
No way. Just a
normal person.
Struggling through life.
Struggling through life.
Like everyone else.
Well, like everyone else, I thought maybe we could go to our ATP, Ask the Public. We'll have to get a better jingle than that. But for now, that's all I have to offer. ATP. So we went to the public and we asked you some questions about procrastination. Do you want to share, or would you like me to go?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This was, I ATP'd the public via text, and they're now deeply buried because I didn't write it down. But I do remember some of the answers. So okay. I think we asked a few things, like how it manifests, how it impacts their life, but then also like ways, like tips that they have, or like things that they do to help manage it, or, you know, not to procrastinate. And I do remember some of those answers.
Great.
So one person said that they will like create a to-do list and may start tackling like the easy things first.
Oh, interesting.
Get into a groove. You know, like if you're struggling to get started on something that's big, like maybe you have to work on a presentation.
Yeah.
And you're just like really not in it. You can't get in a groove. You're really like, you're just spending too much time on it. Go to like a smaller task first. Like maybe you have to send an email to this person. Maybe you have to do some action items from a meeting, whatever.
Yeah.
Little things that you can check off quickly to get yourself in that
rhythm,
in that like headspace, and into this, like I said, 15 times a groove to be able to tackle the bigger thing.
So to make that to-do list, because I think then it makes it, it's visual on you, and maybe even when you make that to-do list, then you can get that comprehensive, this is what I need to get done, and to break it down. Yeah, and also to break it down into smaller chunks instead of just going presentation, email.
Yeah.
Maybe more specific. Okay, cool. I like that.
I have a difficult time remembering. So if I don't write things down, it either did not happen or I don't remember to do something. So I manage my pretty much almost my entire life in a to-do list.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It helps me be productive and successful in my day. And granted, sometimes I look at my to-do list and I'm like, I'm not doing that, and I'll push things off. But I really like that. Also, I think the same person said like putting on music to get yourself like in a good mood, or sometimes I listen to podcasts too, depending upon what I have to do. If it's something like just like responding to emails where I don't have to be like so focused, where the podcast is either a distraction or I'm not listening to it at all.
Do you listen to our podcast when you're trying to get work done?
I actually don't, because when I do listen to our episodes, I really want to listen. But I do listen to our episodes.
Oh, I love listening to our episodes. It makes me feel good. It's like my version of that radio show that I always wanted to put on.
Yeah.
Except it's on the internet forever. Do you remember any of your responses about how the ATP mentioned how it maybe shows up, or how it affects people around them, maybe like at work or with their friends?
Not really. If I didn't procrastinate, preparing for this episode, I would have redone.
That's okay.
My ATP.
That's okay. I'll share a bit with you about. So, I mentioned somebody at the beginning of the episode that I feel does not suffer with procrastination. I forgot to ask him that. I should have asked him that question, but he gave some advice and basically said on management tools. And he just said, you really need to remove your distractions, whether that's limiting your amount of time on social media or being on your phone, which I like. Oh, and then also kind of using it as a reward, which is great. But sometimes that doesn't work for me because I'm in a mood to be distracted and destructive. What he did say that I really, really resonated with was to be kind to yourself and to just say, you know, like if you keep saying, oh, I suck, I lost out, I checked my social media for more than 50 minutes, then you're reinforcing those negative moods. And then you're just making yourself afraid of trying because you have that fear of failure. So to literally just be kind to yourself and go, okay, I messed up or I got distracted again. It's okay. That was in the past. Now we're focusing. Now we're going to try again. And he also mentioned that you need to start small and that if you fail, you just try again later.
I really like that.
Me too.
I really, really like that. And I think too, the point about removing distractions,
yeah,
that can be very difficult because sometimes the distractions are like outside of your control. But I do think that it does go back to creating just some healthier habits and a healthy environment for yourself. So, and you know, those things are hard to form. Changing your habits, even if it's going to be beneficial for you and you know, like, for example, you're trying to spend less time on social media because you know it's not good for you. Like, that's difficult to do. But yeah, starting small and not getting so frustrated with yourself when you fail.
Yeah.
You know, not taking it as a, oh, well, now I can't do it. Just move on. You failed. It's okay. Try again.
Exactly. You get off that horse, you get back on. One of the ATP told me that how she handles procrastination is to chew gum because it's maybe focusing on something else. And that's all I have. I had some voice notes, but I did not transcribe them. So we shall not hear those answers ever.
They're gone. We can do a post episode ATP.
Okay. Like just an ATP.
Yeah.
Special episode.
No, not, I'm sorry. I don't mean record an episode just for the ATP. I mean like ask people these questions after we post our episode and they can just respond on our Instagram.
I see. Okay. That's much better. That's much better than having one whole segment on ATP. Not that we wouldn't do that. We totally could. So we do have some social media, don't we?
How can people
social media with us? If you want to distract yourself with something.
Yeah. So if you would like to procrastinate and distract yourself on Instagram, we're Hard Topics Podcast. Same on Facebook. Although we're not, I had to be honest, I don't think we're as active on Facebook because I hate it. But
yeah, I also hate Facebook.
We're there.
Yeah.
You can also email us if you wanted to have a nice email exchange. HardTopicsPodcast@gmail.com.
Love it.
I would love an email.
I'd also like an email. It would be quite nice.
It's nice to receive a real email that's not just, you know, spam or just an email from the store you like to shop at tempting you to buy things. You know, I'd like to receive an email from an actual
source. Email. Dear sir or madam, your parking fine violations are still unpaid.
Not that.
Please report immediately. Yeah, I don't think I've received a... No, that's a lie. I received an email recently. Let's see. What was it? I also like to send a good email. I actually sent an email a few weeks ago to enter a competition and I won.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For what?
I won 2 tickets to a drive-in cinema.
How fun.
It was so cool. They asked everyone, it was a competition on Instagram, and they said it was for Back to the Future. And they were like, if you could go into the future, where would you go? So instead of going, I just want to go to the pyramids. That's not the future, but I want to, whatever. I concocted a story about, I made myself the person from the future sending an email to the current, which is the past, going, the only way that you can save us is by going to insert the name of the drive-in and watching this movie and what.
That's so good.
Then they replied and they said, dear sir/madam, you have won. Here are your tickets. Which was really nice. So yeah, email us.
Way to go.
We'd be keen to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Hard Topics.
I'm Christine. And you've been listening to our podcast. We'll be signing off in 5, 4, 3, 2.